Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I praise the Lord that you're able to join me for the broadcast today. I'd like to continue on in the message the Lord's placed on my heart out of the book of 1 Chronicles, the 14th chapter. And this is a period of time in David's life. He had just been newly anointed king over all of Israel. Remember, he had ruled at Hebron for 7 years, and then all of Israel came to him. They made a covenant with David, and then he moved to Jerusalem, which became the capital of Israel, and defeated the Jebusites, dislodged them after hundreds of years of occupation, and then he attempted to bring the Ark unsuccessfully to Jerusalem, and it was right at that point in time that the enemy rose up. You know, sometimes when you think, oh, things are just going so well, and then all kinds of things calamities happen. I mean, here was David rejoicing that God had finally fulfilled his promise to him that he would be ruler over all Israel. He would be anointed king. He had done that in a partial way over Judah when he was in Hebron for those 7 years. But finally, God had accomplished his promise after all those years of hiding, of being persecuted by Saul, running for his life, being chased like a dog. He was finally brought to that place where God had said he would be, and then with his heart being right, he wants to bring the presence of God, and it's a calamity. Uzzah dies, and he's greatly displeased, and of course they find out they didn't do it God's way. And then at that point in time, when you know, after that kind of experience, you somewhat be more morally demoralized, don't you imagine? Well, that's the opportunity the enemy takes to come against each and every one of us. Things might have been going well, and then something happens, and you're in a crisis situation. Well, the important thing is, what do we do then? Well, that's why God's given us the Word, because He's given us examples. He's given us a battle plan, a strategy, what we can do when our enemy, our adversary, rises up against us to oppose us in God's work and God's plan for our lives. We were in 1 Chronicles, the 14th chapter, and I read the King James, which is my Bible, the verses 10 and 12. But now let me share the Amplified translation of that. Then David said, God has broken mine enemies by my hand, like the bursting forth of waters. Therefore, they call the name of that place Baal Perazim, the Lord breaking through. And as I shared, as I closed yesterday's broadcast, imagine a dam breaking. Imagine great floods of water being released. Just imagine remember when the Red Sea was parted and all of Israel had gotten through safely on dry ground when the Egyptians attempted to pursue them. Well, the walls came down, and can you imagine the force of those waters? All of that Egyptian host was destroyed. The power of that water rushing force. The water has such an incredible power. I can remember years ago, this was a really scary experience, but Brother Glass and we were married in 1980, and our honeymoon, we went to Mazatlan, and it was about 5 o'clock in the evening, and the beaches, they're beautiful beaches down there, and you can wade out quite a ways because it's not very deep. And we noticed some of the folks were starting to go in, but it was still warm and bright and light, and we were out there, and I can remember that all of a sudden, without warning, an undertow hit us. Now, Brother Glass couldn't swim, and I'm not a great swimmer, but I can swim. And I think the thing that frightened me most was the look on his face when I was being drawn out. And it was God's miracle. I just started, from what I understand, you're not supposed to swim like in the direction against it, but I did, and I know it must have been angels helping me. Needless to say, we made it out safely. But the force of that water was incredible. We were not in deep water, water just up to our waist. And so, beloved, that power of waters, well, we've seen in our own country, Hurricane Sandy, or the storms that have been, that devastated parts of our nation, it's a powerful force, water. And that's what David named that place, because God gave such a resounding victory. And we also know that when Israel would go into battle, they would take the ark, the presence of the Lord. And so the Philistines, having gone out to battle, they took their idols, their false gods. And the fact is, in verse 12, it says, and when they had left their gods there, David made a commandment, and they were burned with fire. So that was the final destruction of the gods that the enemy served. And that's just an example of the suddenness and the completeness of the defeat. And it's shown by they just left them in the battle, in the battlefield. Let's read now verse 13. And the Philistines yet again spread themselves abroad in the valley. Now, that's pretty amazing. After such a resounding defeat, nonetheless, the enemy is not discouraged. And have you found that even though God gives you a great victory, the enemy still doesn't give up? He still keeps on. Beloved, we are in a battle. We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against the principalities and powers and the rulers of the darkness of this world. Beloved, never think, while we don't need to concentrate on the enemy and the work that he's doing, never be ignorant of Satan's devices. Never think that you're ever going to be in a place in this life, in this world, where you're not a target for the enemy, and you become even more of one, a greater threat, when you are walking in that power and anointing and authority that God has reserved for your special life. Now, we're not all called to public pulpit ministry, but we are all, beloved, every single one of you that's listening to me, that have made Jesus Savior and Lord of your life, every single one of you are able ministers of the gospel of reconciliation. Every one of you are called to make disciples. What did Jesus say? He said, follow me and I will make you fishers of men. That's what the invitation he gave to Peter. And that's the same invitation to us, beloved. If we will follow the Lord, then by his grace, by his mercy, by his teaching, by his instruction, by his enabling, he will make us fishers of men, not just bringing people or sharing the gospel message of witnessing, but working in personal relationship with others to help them grow in the Lord. I look back to my early years as a Christian, and I was like in a month's time after I was saved and filled with the Spirit, God brought me to Unveil Christ Ministries. And several of us, a number of us, had heard the radio broadcast, and that's how we came, and were just, the power of God and the presence of God was so in those services as Brother Gloss moved under the anointing of God. And we were changed. We were transformed by his power. But I realized that as God spoke to our hearts, I've felt to just volunteer by cleaning the church. Eventually, I volunteered in the office, and then Brother Glass extended a part-time position. And I was mentored by Neil Glass's secretary, Norma Carr. Many years we worked together, and I was just a baby in Christ, but learned so much through her. The same thing with Brother Glass. He put Reverend Lee LaCosse, well, he wasn't ordained at the time, but he ordained him and worked with him in ministry, spending hours together. That's what discipleship is. Not that you have to spend hours with someone, but you're willing to pour your life into others, sharing with them the lessons that you have learned. So, beloved, God wants us to know that we are in warfare and that we have been called to be disciple makers. Now, I need to go back to our scripture there. What do we see? Verse 13, we see there's a second battle that follows as soon as they had regrouped their forces. Let's now read verse 14. Therefore, David inquired again of God. He did that the first time. Should I go out against him? Will we be victorious? And God said, yes, on both counts. And in this case, God said unto him, go not up after them, turn away from them, and come upon them over against the mulberry trees. What do we see here? We see that the enemy, the Philistines, are on the same battlefield, and they obviously, you know, you would have prepared for attack the same direction as before. That's what they were expecting. But what do we see? Consequently, David is directed by God to go around them and attack unexpectedly from the opposite quarter. So in let me go on and read the next few verses. In verse 15, the Lord goes on to say, "And it shall be, when thou shalt hear a sound of going in the tops of the mulberry trees, that then thou shalt go out to battle. For God is gone forth before thee to smite the host of the Philistines." David therefore did as God commanded him, and they smote the host of the Philistines from Gibeon even to Gezer. So what do we see? There are three great principles, beloved. And as I shared with you, I guess it was on yesterday's broadcast, there is change coming to all of us, I believe, in the weeks and months ahead. Some natural, some circumstantial, but definitely spiritually. And beloved, we need to be wise as to how we need to respond to the challenges that come into our life. And there are three great principles. I'll just share them with you. And tomorrow I invite you to tune into the broadcast so we, as we start to go into these lessons, the first one is the sovereignty of God. The second is the importance of waiting on God. And thirdly is obedience to God. Hallelujah. That timing is so important, and God uses His word and His will and His ways to show us the way in which we should walk. Well, it's been a joy ministering to you, and there's some just exciting things that I really want you to lay hold of for your personal life. I believe it's going to make a real difference in your perspective. You know, that's our perspective, our attitude. Isn't that everything? When we understand what's going on, that's the battle, because then we can pray, and as we pray, God moves in our behalf. Hallelujah. Well, I'm stirred. I invite you. You know, some of you are in battle right now, and you can't do it alone. David could not fight the Philistines alone. He had to have all of Israel, his mighty men of war, with him. And beloved, we need as warriors to support one another, and I invite you to do that. No doubt that contact information. I look forward to receiving your letter, and I know you'll be blessed by what God gives me to share with you as I write back. Until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass, and may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You have been listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at either P.O. Box 218, Tracy, California, 95378, or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop her an email. Again, our address is P.O. Box 218, Tracy, California, 95378, and that web address is unveiledchrist.org. And as you write, remember your prayers and tax-deductible offerings of support enable us to keep this broadcast ministry on the air. Thank you for joining us. God bless.